And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the monsoon season, for crying out loud. Good news is it all goes away next Wednesday. It'll be almost 80 degrees by Wednesday. This is incredible. We're going to talk to Joe Baines from the City of Prescott Park and Recreation. Joe, obviously a lot of things that are going on in our Parks and Recreation in the Prescott area. Also, Sanford Cohen may be calling in. He's out of the area, but he said he'd try and call in. And then later on in the program today, you'll be entertained by perhaps the worst interview I've ever done in 50 years of broadcasting. And I'll explain why when we get to that point. That'll be about 50 minutes from right now. And,
Nice teaser, Chuck.
It was awful. Poor lady I interviewed. Anyhow, we'll flush that out just a little bit. But I'll tell you what, we will go ahead and take our first break real quick. And then if Sanford doesn't call, we're going to talk to Joe Baines about those lakes out there, which seem to me about full as they're going to get. So we'll take time out. You are listening to the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. And around the world, KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Van and I are back with a new twist on the Wheel of Fortune lottery game.
You bet. It's the ticket for some lucky lottery players to come here to Hollywood and win big money.
Play the Arizona Lottery's Wheel of Fortune game. It's the ticket to win cash prizes instantly or enter to win a VIP trip to Hollywood for a chance to win up to $1 million on the set of Wheel of Fortune. Enter at azplayersclub.com. Non-winning tickets only.
Play the new Wheel of Fortune game today.
Win big.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Thursday Roundtable. Joe Baines with me right now. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Chuck.
I am pleased to have you here because we've known each other for 30-plus years.
That's right, and I'm only 35.
I know. So, me too. You're the Parks and Recreation Director for the town, city of Prescott, which encompasses everything from the trails, golf, sort of the golf course. And so let's start with, you had the Whiskey Row Marathon. You had a lot of things going on. How's things going for you?
We had a really, really busy April. We had the weekend of April 13th. This was a good one, kind of kicked it off. We had the Prescott Punisher Mountain Bike Race out at Pioneer Park, which had over 600 riders. Mm. We had 96 soccer teams in town here as well as Prescott Valley. We also had the Whiskey Basin Run, which was held on the Prescott Circle Trail. Believe it or not, people paid $175 to run that 54 miles. They also had a 10K and a half of the Circle Trail. They had 532 runners. We had the Native Indian Arts Festival down at Ken Lindley Field and Gray Sparks Activity Center.
Yeah, that's right.
Chalk It Up was that same weekend. So that was a busy weekend. Then we had, at the end of April, we had the Whiskey Off-Road Mountain Bike Race, 2,000 riders in those events, about 10,000 people that attended the concert and the event and all of that. Kids Ride, which had 300-400 riders in that alone. Then last weekend was the Whiskey Row Marathon, and we dodged the weather for all of it.
Well, that's the way you planned it.
That's the way we planned it.
You know, what I think is the Chamber of Commerce calls this, sometimes they call that the shoulder season, because we always say, well, you know, the summer season, that's when our tourist season is up. There must not have been a hotel room available during those, in the month of April.
No, I'm sure that they were running.
That's good business.
Full occupancy. And that's really been a focus for us, really, is to try to complement that shoulder season and come up with events that we can do in those shoulder months, you know, like April. And really, those outdoor endurance events are really well suited for it, because if you remember a few years ago, maybe 3 years, 4 years ago, the Whiskey Off-Road Mountain Bike Race, we had snow up on during the race. We actually had a couple of riders that were hypothermic. I mean, it was really, it just rolled in, and then by the time they hit town, it was sunny again. So you never know, yeah. But those endurance athletes, that's a memorable kind of a thing, and so they can work their way through that.
Yeah, of course, for a lot of them, they would prefer it be a little cooler than hot.
Yeah, this year was, I think, 80 or something like that.
So that's about pushing the limits.
Yeah, especially for
if somebody's going to be running or, you know, whatever, marathon.
Running or riding that 50-mile-plus kind of a thing, I just can't imagine, yeah.
And then we had quote-unquote, snow yesterday, nice hailstorm all over Facebook, and I think even some of the Phoenix stations had some pictures of it. As they say, if you don't like the weather,
just wait.
Wait a minute.
Yep, and it's good, though. I mean, that I think that kind of is it's a draw, you know, that we have that. You know, we can have three seasons in one day, and that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I think it's partly due to our elevation and all of those things, but that's another little.
All right, let's talk about the water. Now, with all the we had a pretty wet winter, decent snow melts, and now we get this extra rain kind of early, because usually this is the stuff we get in July. Tell me about the lakes. You opened up Lower Goldwater a long time ago.
Well, we haven't officially. We're under design on Lower Goldwater.
Sorry.
So we're working on that. But, yeah, our lake levels are good. I looked before I left the office, and Watson Lake is overflowing again. The spillway had gotten down a little below it, so it's spilling over. Willow Lake, we've been releasing a little bit of water out of there. It's about a foot below. Goldwater Lake, the upper lake, was about a foot and a half below spillway. Lower Lake was less than a foot below spillway. So these are things we don't typically see this time of year. I think last year I heard we had no precipitation in May already this year. I'll bet we've got to be over an inch, maybe inch and a half.
Yeah, and we've got five more days of some precipitation. So
yep,
there you go. And then next thing you know, it's going to be monsoon season. And I guess, how does recreation, how do you, do recreation? Obviously, there's the Circle Trail and all the trails along the lakes, but do you have any, kayaking and fishing? And
we do. Actually, the Prescott Lakes, or reservoirs is what they really are really good fishing lakes. We have pretty good bass habitat in both Watson and Willow Lake. We stock trout. We had a state record Gila trout that was caught out of Goldwater Lake last year. We feel like we probably got another state record that's, hasn't been caught yet.
Nice.
We've stocked lower Goldwater Lake in anticipation of its opening. Again, we're probably looking at the spring of 2020 for that, but we feel like probably by the time we open that up as a fishery, we may have a state record in there. State record bluegill was caught in Goldwater Lake in the 90s. A couple years ago, a 23-pound channel cat was caught at Goldwater. So really, I think a lot of people don't understand, but we have some pretty decent fishing for the lakes that we have.
And I guess so. When you have some state records, and we're not talking about catching minnows out there. What about softball season? That's coming up.
It's actually started.
Oh, of course.
So we've lost a few of those games, obviously. We're starting something new this year. Prescott Valley's done it, but we haven't done it yet, which is kickball. We've got a kickball league Friday nights at Ken Lindley Field that's supposed to start tomorrow. We have a team in, my kids and myself. I'm kind of the backup to the backup. I'm not sure I can kick a ball without my leg falling off, but we're going to try it.
I can kick it, but not far.
Yeah, but we're kind of excited about that. But we have great participation in our adult leagues, and especially co-ed. I think we have about 120 teams this year, which is, more than most communities in Arizona. And it's a great way for people to get out and socialize during the week. And, we love it because, it creates that what I call get off the couch spending, where people will get out, have some camaraderie and play a softball game and stop by and have a pizza and a beer or something like that.
So everything is, so much going on. How do you keep track of it all? You must have an enormous and talented staff.
I have a small but very talented and very efficient staff.
Thousands of helpers, though.
Yeah, and we have a lot of volunteers, and we have a lot of partnerships. I think it's the best way to run an organization. We kind of run it pretty tight, but we have so many people that are so vested in the community, the Over the Hill Gang that helps build our trails, our volunteer park rangers that, are there running shifts and helping people in the parks and giving information and picking up trash and doing all those kinds of things. All of our partner groups like Yavapai Trails and the local mountain bike groups and all of these people who just want to give back. And I think it's a good way to kind of run that.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, Prescott Creek, Steb and Mike doing a cleanup. I mean, you just gotta love it.
They had like 400 people for that cleanup. So, I mean, they run a lot of people. We just live in a community where I think people are grateful and willing to give back. And I love it because in my mind, it creates ownership.
We talked about softball. That's going to run all summer long. And we used to be the softball capital of the United States, and we have the Hall of Fame here.
We do. We have the ASA Hall of Fame at the Gray Sparks Activity Center. People can come by and visit that. They just need to come into the office, and we'll open up the door and give them a short tour. And we have some locals there.
Yeah, so people know your office is right behind Gray Sparks Activity Center.
Yeah, actually right in. My administrative office is behind because they don't want me anywhere near people, I think. But but our office staff is right in the Gray Sparks Activity Center, and we're happy to help. And we've got open gym on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Volleyball, and then pick up basketball. It's a busy place. We got a lot going on.
One of the things that I have enjoyed is when I was able to play a lot of golf. And I know the Antelope Hills, you have two courses there, but the city has kind of a partnership with that now.
We do. We have a management agreement with Billy Casper Golf. They run the business side of things. We do all the maintenance, the mowing and the greens and the bunkers and all that. That's the city of Prescott still. But on the business operations, we went out a few years ago for a management agreement. Billy Casper Golf was the successful bidder on that. They manage over 150 courses around the United States. They kind of know the business. They know how to market it. They've helped us improve our financial performance. It's a good example of a public-private partnership, but those courses are a great quality of life component for the city of Prescott. They create a lot of spending in the community outside of the golf course. People who come for the father and son, for example, which sells out in like an hour. And they open it up and it's sold out. So things like that where people come to our community and, you know, it's also a draw for people who come here and go, you know what? I think when I retire, I'd like to go back. And
you lead me right into that whole issue of, or however you want to call it, issue, but situation where people come here for recreation and say, I could live here. I could raise my kids here. And, well, we're seeing that.
Well, it's a quality of life. I mean, you can't hardly beat the climate, right? I mean, you got San Diego, which stays pretty much the same year-round, great climate. But in Prescott, we get four seasons.
Four nice, exactly. Mellow.
Yeah. But they don't, not overwhelming. Like, well,
by the time it gets too darn hot, all of a sudden it's fall.
Yeah.
It gets too darn cold, all of a sudden it's spring.
Yep.
In the meantime, we get a little bit of everything, all the best of it. Of course, rodeo's coming up. That's a busy time for the whole area. Does Parks and Rec play any part in that?
We do. Frontier Days Rodeo runs the rodeo.
Sure.
The city of Prescott owns the rodeo grounds. We have a lease with Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo. Part of my department is the facilities for the city of Prescott. So we take care of the grounds, if you will, not maintenance of the grounds, but, you know, if like we did a lighting improvement and a grandstand project, about $1.5 million, $1.6 million a few years ago to improve that facility, which turned out wonderful, by the way, much needed improvement there. But they're a tenant, if you will, and they run the rodeo, but we manage the grounds. We own
a nice symbiotic relationship with them.
Very nice.
You know, it's interesting. Last week we talked to Ann McGovern, who's the manager of Arizona Downs. And you remember we used to have horse racing all summer at where the rodeo is now. Mm-hmm. And they used to have to close the racing and set up the rodeo arena in like 2 days and then turn it back around to a racetrack. Now they don't have to worry about that anymore. And they have so many events out there at the rodeo grounds. They just had the 4-H fair.
There's a lot of things that are going on at the rodeo grounds outside of the rodeo now these days. We do have the Yavapai County Fair is there now. We do.
That's
have,
odd. I think the Yavapai County Fair at the rodeo grounds, not at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it is interesting. But there's they do some pretty big ropings out there.
Yeah.
I know the Sheriff's Posse has a roping there that's a fundraiser for their scholarship program. We did a concert there in 2013. Benefit for the Hot Shots that was put on. We had Slash was there. We had some pretty big names for that. So really the rodeo grounds are used for a lot more than just the rodeo, but without the rodeo, we wouldn't have that great relationship anchor.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick time out. We'll be back with more on a Thursday roundtable with our guest Joe Baines from the city of Prescott and the head of Parks and Recreation. We'll be talking with him about the big trails that we have around here that I see people on them all the time now. So we'll take a time out. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable. You are listening to the radio, hands-free radio. You don't have to touch your Facebook or any of that kind of stuff. Just listen to us. KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, KQNA.com.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Do you qualify? Limited income households may be eligible for discounted gas and electric service from Unisource Energy Services through our CARES program. If your annual household income is less than 150% of the federal poverty level, that's $38,625 a year for a family of four, you're eligible for CARES. To learn more, call Unisource at 1-877-837-4968 or visit us online at uesaz.com.
Congratulations to the class of 2019. Plan your celebration at Augie's. The banquet room at Augie's is available for your graduation party. So do the smart thing. Reserve Augie's private banquet room for your graduation get-together. Call 777-0330 and make reservations for your graduation party. 777-0330. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
Every home needs a good foundation, but what are the warning signs if the foundation needs repair? Arizona Foundation Solutions will have some answers. Fruit trees, fertilizing, and the right time to build your backyard dreamscape with Marvell Masonry's new design center. It's information you need for your house, home, castle, or cabin every weekend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Joe Baines, the head of Parks and Recreation for the City of Prescott, our guest. One of the things I want to talk about real quickly is Chris Hotchkins and all the trails that he has helped put together. And the thing that I find, you mentioned earlier, the 54-mile circle trail, it's beautiful. It's fabulous. And it's all just right around here, right around here.
It is. About half of it runs on City of Prescott property. About half of it runs on the Forest Service, which, by the way, Forest Service is a great partner of ours. Yeah. We really work well together, and that's how we can get things done. Part of it runs through the county. Part of it runs through Emery-Riddle. So a lot of different.
Yeah, when I say around the city, I mean it's.
But, you know, yes, around the city.
Almost, you can almost see the city everywhere.
You can, and it's really neat to do it and to imagine. I was over there 2 days ago. I did it in 2016 in 4 days of hiking, 3 days camping. But, yeah, it sets up well for.
Now, there are campsites along this trail. If somebody locally wants to take. You know, 2 or 3 days, and you can pick up the trail anywhere. It's not like it has a start and a stop.
Right.
So you have camping areas that people can spend the night.
We do, and there's so many different ways to do it, you know. What I would encourage people to do is, you know, a couple of things. Go to our website or call our office at 928-777-1121. We can give you the information that you need, but there's a lot of different ways to do it. The way we did it was 4 days and three nights, and we started up by the Pea, Pea Mountain there in Government Canyon. And then we did went across behind Goldwater Lake to the White Spark Campground, and we camped there that first night. And then we woke up in the morning, and this was a little longer than maybe we needed it to be, but the next day was 18 miles. We went from the White Spark Campground to Granite Basin Lake and camped there. And then that following day, we came from Granite Basin Lake and went to Watson Lake and camped at Watson Lake. And then that last day, we went from Watson Lake back up to the Pea
so
and completed
counterclockwise.
Yeah, but you can do it any number of ways.
I have to mention, I have lived here since 1978. I did not know we had Wolverton Mountain.
Yes.
With Clifton Clowers up there, I don't know. But you have a campsite at Wolverton Mountain on along the Prescott Trail.
There's some dispersed camping in along there as well, and we didn't do that. We could have cut it and done an extra night and cut that 18-mile down. Mm-hmm. There's people that are bikepacking it, you know, throwing a backpack on their bike and doing an overnight and back out. We actually had a gentleman who did it three times in one day without stopping. Well,
on
I shouldn't say he stopped, but it's just crazy the amount of mileage that he put on. There's also Yavapai Trails Association, and you can go to their website, Yavapai Trails Association. They have the Circle Trail Challenge going on right now.
Yeah.
And you can do however you want to do it. It's the honor system. But basically they have a book that they've done that breaks it up. Nigel Reynolds did a wonderful job on this book. Locals may know Nigel from his article in the Courier where he does the amazing places, but Nigel broke it up into 11 segments. And you can get the book through Yavapai Trails. I believe you can also get it at the Hike Shack in Prescott. But it breaks it up into 11 segments. That's the way my wife and I did it the first time, was just park a car at one end and another at the other and do about a six-mile piece or whatever it was and we did it that way over the period of a couple months. But anyway, you sign up for the challenge on the honor system, and then when you're done, you let them know, and then there's some kind of a token that they give you. I'm not sure what it is, but anyway, that's a cool way to do it. So there's a lot of different ways.
You just log in. And
Yeah. So there's a lot of different ways to do it, and we're happy to help people if they want to get creative and do it clockwise, counterclockwise, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. We're here to help if people have questions. Our website is a wealth of information for all of our trails, but it's got specifically a lot of information on the Circle Trail as well.
I know, right before we went on the air, I think I heard you talking about doing something about at one of the traffic circles.
Yeah, well, we're trying to expand. We have Watson Lake is such a popular lake, and so we're concerned with traffic backing out into the roundabout because they stack in there at the pay kiosk. It's a nominal fee. It's a $3 daily entry fee, or you can buy an annual pass that's much more cost-effective than that. But we're putting a second lane in there and a second drive lane to help alleviate some of that backing out into the roundabout. But, yeah, Watson Lake is you know, $3, you can bring the family. You can kayak, you can fish. We've got a big grass area. We've got Ramadas that you can rent for birthday parties. We have bocce ball. We have disc golf, which is now frisbee golf, which is now 18 holes out there.
Last time we talked, you were just getting that started.
Yeah. There again, a partnership with the Prescott Disc Golf Association. Where they went in and provided the labor, and you know, we helped with the layout, and they got sponsors for the signs, and they do a good job of, you know, picking up after themselves. They just had a tournament last weekend, a state tournament, and I haven't gotten the numbers on it, but we were looking at about 200 disc golf players that were coming from across the state to play in that. So another great example of partnerships. How do we get things done? We have partners, we have volunteers, and we have dedicated staff.
So you'll be adding more parking and access at the roundabout.
There will be a quicker way to get in. The parking will stay about the same. Parking's not the issue, except when we have big events there. It can be a little bit cluttered, but for the most part, there's plenty of parking there.
It's just
big property. It's just getting them through quick enough.
So you're not backing up.
So we're not backing them up out there. And so, yeah, Watson Lake's another great place to go, but the Circle Trail runs right through there. We try to strategically connect all of our trails where it shows off, whether it's Willow Lake. We have a loop that goes around Willow Lake. The Circle Trail also goes by Willow Lake. So we really, Chris does a fantastic job. He's a great visionary. He understands, you know, the grades and how it feels on people's feet when he designs a trail. And we really try to be strategic about how we tie those in and show off Prescott.
I guess it's unfair to give you just 2 minutes or so, but obviously the controversy over what's going on with the Dells, I guess it's not in your control, but you are being helped by Arizona Echo as far as trails. You'll still have trails through there?
Yes, well, obviously the Peavine and the Iron King go through there now, and they're owned respectively by Prescott, and Prescott Valley owns the Iron King. So those are not in jeopardy. The land on either side of that in some areas there is owned by Arizona Eco, in which they have an annexation request into the city of Prescott. It's currently in the county. They'd like to annex it into the city of Prescott, have city of Prescott water, sewer, police, fire, and all those things. And, you know, as that, there's a process for that, and we're just starting the process. Staff is reviewing.
So you have some input on this.
I have some input into that, and, you know, we're working through that process. I really believe that at the end of the day, we'll find a win-win situation in that, but it's really early in the process right now, and ultimately it will go from city staff review to planning and zoning. And then ultimately to city council for, you know, the final vote on that. But, I think we have a willing landowner. I think we have a pretty good idea of what, you know, what the value of the property in there that would be best held maybe in public, to public benefit is. So it's just a process, and we're just starting with that.
Okay. We're going to take a time out, be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable with our guest Joe Baines from the City of Prescott, Head of Parks and Recreation. You are listening to KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, and other great cities on KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Look, if your mom, wife, or mother-to-be enjoys dead-cut flowers and the peace that comes when dining with all those kids, then by all means, take her to your favorite buffet rather than some piece of plastic.
But if she really loves her garden, a gift card from Waters makes perfect sense. In reality, you're giving her 90 minutes of peace and quiet while she shops for her own flowers.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, the place where people who love their gardening moms love to shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A grand jury has returned a multi-count indictment against a Phoenix tax accountant.
David Rubin faces 24 counts of aiding and assisting in the preparation of false and fraudulent income tax returns. Rubin was caught after an undercover IRS agent met with him in 2016 to prepare a tax return. Rubin prepared the return that included false and inflated Schedule A deductions. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
There will be food and fun as part of Prescott Valley Days.
The Sun Valley Rides and Carnival open at 5 tonight in the Downtown Entertainment District. The second annual Ranch to Table Dinner follows at 5:30. Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce Director Marty Yule describes what will be taking place tomorrow.
Jack FM and Juan 107.1 will be out for a Fiesta del Pueblo. Prescott Valley Days 2019, May 9th through the 12th. Carnival all 4 days.
Yule says there'll be more fun on Saturday.
The parade starts at 9 o'clock. Bear Dash, we have youth entertainment. The Dunk Tank Carnival.
I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Showers continuing this afternoon, a 20% chance for more this evening and Friday night, 50% Saturday, 70% Sunday, chilling to 45 late tonight, then warming to breezy, mostly cloudy highs near 63 between all the showers tomorrow through Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, those same showers and storms today through Sunday, chilling to a mostly cloudy overnight low near 50 and breezy highs tomorrow through a rainy Saturday and Sunday near 72. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust. Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to
the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown. We're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Friend of those who want no friend, Chuck Roberts. And my old buddy Joe Baines, citizen of the, was it Man of the Year last year?
Yeah, I'm a former Man of the Year, I think, would be. Yeah,
oh, former Man of the Year. I can't tell. It's hard to see him because of the crown that he's wearing, folks.
But. Yeah, well, not very well deserved of that. Yeah, well, but,
well, congratulations, my friend.
I'm honored, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to just turn this over to you for a few minutes and just, you know, you need to kind of update everybody on what's going on for spring and summer and fall for the activities in the Prescott Recreation Area.
I'd be happy to do that. I'll kind of start downtown and we can work our way out to the softball tournaments and whatnot, which are coming up. But I just want to remind folks, we have the summer downtown summer concert series that will start Memorial Weekend and then runs through Labor Day. Tuesday nights is jazz, and every third Tuesday, I believe it is, this is in conjunction with the Prescott Downtown Partnership, by the way, that we have the, so we have jazz Tuesday nights, essentially. Thursday nights, we have the, American Idol or Prescott Idol or that show. Friday nights will be kind of an assortment. Select Fridays will be rock and roll, jazz. It could be blues, just kind of a different thing. On these Fridays, and then we have Wednesdays free movies at the Elks Theater. If you want to donate some money, you can, but they play family-friendly movies there. So those are during the week things for people to do downtown on the Courthouse Plaza. So come out and enjoy that. We're also very excited about when we're talking about downtown, the Hilton Garden Inn project, a 100-room hotel, down at the intersection of Montezuma and Sheldon, is under plan review right now. They're expecting, maybe to be open, I think about a year from now by the time everything is said and done. So in conjunction with that, there's going to be a playground that'll be constructed to the back of the hotel, which will include a splash pad for kids. We always enjoy having things for kids. Splash pads are very water friendly, user friendly type things. They're not big water users like a pool. But anyway, more things for the kids, families is always good. Also with that will be a railroad-themed playground, more things for
we
the kiddos to do.
There.
Right. The trestle will be rejuvenated, restored, and be open to the public. They're also talking about maybe hosting some special events on the trestle, so that's exciting. And then what I'm really excited about is to the west of that, where we have the community garden or just down at the end of Granite Street, if you will. On the other side of the creek, we're working with the farmers market to bring the farmers market down there on Saturdays, improving that space as a community space, bringing them in on Saturdays so they don't have to be as nomadic as they are now, where they're at Yavapai College and then they're at Prescott High School. We can give them a home. They're one of the most popular and most visited farmers markets in the state of Arizona. Kathleen Yetman and their board do a wonderful job, so we're really happy to work towards a partnership with them to bring, you know, to invigorate downtown. And in conjunction with that, we're doing some improvements to the Greenways Trail, which is our urban trail that runs through the creeks in downtown Prescott. So making a more walkable downtown, making a more family-friendly, kid-friendly downtown. I'm really excited about those things. It's, I think, long overdue and really exciting. So now as we move out of the downtown area into what we're going to be doing this summer, a lot of our tournaments that are coming up, we start off, in fact, this weekend, we've got, well, actually it'll be next weekend, we've got the Andy Tobin tournament. That's the senior softball tournament that's been going on for a long time. They play midweek, which we love that midweek visitor. So a lot of folks will be out there for that. And then we're really excited about a baseball tournament, youth baseball tournament that we have on May 25th through the 27th. This is a new event promoter we haven't worked with before, but he's pretty successful across the state. He's a former major league pitcher. His name escapes me right now. Rogers is his last name. But he's bringing 26 teams for his first tournament this year that he's bringing to Prescott. That's a nice little economic impact for us.
It's going to take all the fields around here, then.
Well, it's going to take a fair amount. You know, all of our fields we set up where they're multi-purpose, and we can move the bases, you know, from 60 to 90 feet. So we can keep it pretty much in that Pioneer Park area. But, yeah, that's a nice little start. Being a former youth baseball coach and coached a travel team for a number of years, was a co-founder of the Prescott Rebels, which are still going on, I'm proud to say. You know, I always knew that Prescott had the potential and was the kind of place that these travel teams want to come to. So this, and we've worked with some others in the past that we continue to work with, and we're kind of becoming known a little bit for that travel baseball like we are for our softball, you know, for many, many years, starting with A.C. Williams. So we're starting to see some of that. We're really excited about it. Mountain biking, of course, is a growing sport, really growing at the middle school level as well as the high school level in adults. So in September, we have the NICA races, the high school races, that will have about 1,000 riders out at Pioneer Park for that. So that's exciting. Pioneer Park has got new pickleball courts going in again. We built the 8 about a year and a half ago. We're seeing enough use now that the Prescott Pickleball Association has put together a fundraising effort, and they were able to secure enough money to build 4 more courts. So we'll be starting on that. We hope to have those done by the end of August, which will open up 4 more courts. And they're looking at some pretty big tournaments, and there again, we love those because they're more midweek kind of things. Typically, you're going to have the men might play on a Wednesday and the women on a Thursday and the mixed on a Friday. So that midweek visitor and coming out to play pickleball, a fast-growing sport, so we're excited about that. So we've got a lot going on. I'm trying to think of some of the other capital things we've got, but a lot going on, and really happy to be a big part of it.
I want to have a couple quick questions for you. One is, there are people who perhaps would like to help volunteer or umpires, that type of thing. How do people get involved?
Well, the best way is to go to our website. We do have a volunteer tab on our website for volunteering for trails as well as our park rangers. As far as umpires go, we do pay the umpires. What's really important to us and has been really important to us ever since the A.C. Williams days is that we want to be known as a place that rolls out the red carpet when it comes to tournaments. I mean, we make sure that everything is done correctly, that, you know, the grounds are clean, that the fields are prepped nicely and all that. So, you know, along those lines, we have umpires and we have scorekeepers, which a lot of communities don't have scorekeepers anymore, but who doesn't want to hear their name called, you know, next up to bat, Chuck Roberts, batting cleanup.
Currently batting 685?
685 at a minimum. Of course, you're playing slow pitch. That's kind of average. But no, that's important to us. So we do have umpires. We have about 50 seasonal employees that we have that are just umpires and scorekeepers and site supervisors. But, yeah, as far as volunteering for trails or park ranger, just go to our website.
I was going to say, the city of Prescott has pretty pretty easy-to-navigate website, and you've got, you go to Parks and Recreation, and there's all kinds of things.
Go to the city of Prescott, city of Prescott, and then go to Parks and Recreation, and then it'll send you trails, adult
trails,
sports, or whatever you want to do.
And, of course, the other question that we need to ask, and I hate to do this to you, but pick the top 4 baseball teams that we could look for in October.
That would be the Minnesota Twins, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's the World Series this year, Chuck.
Outstanding. Diamondbacks play at home tonight against the Atlanta Not-So-Braves.
That's right. Yeah, they're a little disappointing this year, although the Diamondbacks are playing, I think.
Surprise.
A gritty performance last night.
Yeah.
A little 3-2 victory. And, you know, I got to brag on my Twins because I just very rarely get to do that. Trivia question for you, Chuck.
Yes.
Who has the best record in baseball right now?
Let me see. I think it's the Minnesota Senators.
Nope, you were close. You were halfway right. The Minnesota Twins. And I have to say that now because 2 weeks from now, I kind of doubt that'll still be
Mark
the case.
Mark that on your calendar, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
no,
Joe.
Playing well.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me, Joe.
I'll be back again this summer when take a look at what's going on this fall. But right now, you got your plate is full. And if you have any questions, go to the City of Prescott website, and it'll all be right there. Joe Baines, our guest. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
And that's going to take us to our next break. We'll be back with my worst interview ever right after this time out on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, Dewey Humboldt, Mayor, and around the world on KQ&A.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, Snore Stop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try Snore Stop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at snorestop.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
It's that time of year for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concert, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Productions. Bring the whole family May 18th to see the stunning motorcycles and special performances by Brittany Flores and more. As an added bonus, we are giving away awards and over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
All right, Mumble Mouth here. I'll tell you what, this interview you're going to hear, I recorded it on Tuesday morning, and this is with Kyla Allen, who's a Professional Women's Group of Northern Arizona president, and we're talking about an event that's coming up in Cottonwood on the 28th. And we tried to tape this, and what was happening is somehow when we were operating on the board here, to tape her, she kept hearing what was on the air. We were taping it while Dennis Prager was on the air, and we had about three or four false starts, so we kind of jump around a little bit, but she's a sweetheart, and I think you'll enjoy this. Here we go.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And now we're pleased to talk to Kyla Allen, who's talking to us. So where are you, Kyla? In Cottonwood?
I am actually in Cornville this morning.
All right. Beautiful downtown Cornville. But we're going to talk about the Professional Women's Group of Northern Arizona, of which you are the president. Is that correct?
That is correct. Having a blast.
And we're just, you know, kind of fun to talk to you, because you have an interesting group of young ladies and middle-aged ladies and old ladies, and I have to tell you right now, I am the wrong guy to be interviewing you. The person that should be interviewing you is the young lady running the board right now. Her name is Link Elliott. And she is a professional woman. She is an outstanding broadcaster and active in the community. So I'd have to say that, Kyla, you probably have a whole group of people just like her.
We do, and it'd be great to have her on our board.
All right. She's been on a committee in the Prescott Valley for arts and arts and culture, so she's plenty busy between that and doing the news here and running the board here, and I don't know, she does too much. I'm glad that she's doing it, not me. But tell me about your upcoming meeting. Let's get started here about the meeting in Cottonwood.
The next upcoming meeting is called a PM or evening event. It's going to be on May 28th from 5:30 to 7:30, and it's Calavera Bar and Grill. And we've got a great speaker. Her name is Janice Shiloh. She's a nationally certified homeopath. And she has some great presentation that's going to be about energy health.
Why did you pick her as a guest speaker?
You know, this is a different kind of topic for us. We've not had anybody that provides this particular discussion before. And there's a lot of people in the Verde Valley that are interested in that kind of interesting information, and it's actually going to be new to me as well, so that's also great.
And homeopathy is, as a topic, is probably older than medicine itself, modern medicine, but it seems to be making a resurgence, and a lot of people, like you say, are very interested in following up on some of the natural cures and preventions that we have available to us.
Yeah, I think natural is the key word there. People turning towards more natural resources in order to make yourself healthy and vital and be able to do what you want to do without having to lean on a bunch of pills.
Jana, is she a local resident, or are you bringing her in from outside?
I believe she's local. She's in the Verde Valley. I don't know a whole bunch more about her than that. We've had one of my other board members signed her up, so I'm really excited about meeting her.
And based on the bio that I see, she has extensive experience, 35 years of experience. So, you know, she knows what she's talking about.
She does. I had to look at that, too, and I thought, you know, this is not a newcomer to this particular environment. She's been doing homeopathy for a very long time.
Now, the meeting that you're having, the Professional Women's Group of Northern Arizona, is this open to all women?
All women. Anybody that wants to attend. It's at the restaurant. You buy your own dinner or refreshments or drinks, whatever it is you want to do, and you receive some great door prizes and put in for a 50-50 raffle. But anybody in the Verde Valley can attend, or outside the Verde Valley.
So if people would like to find out more, they can go to?
TWGAZ.org. You can find out everything you need to know right there.
Kyla, you're the president. How long is it, a one-year term for everybody?
It is. You go through 1 year, you serve as vice president, and then you become president, and then you become immediate past president, such as your very own beautiful Michelle Dubé is currently our past president.
Oh, yes. I know Michelle, as a matter of fact. I guess you'd have to say she is a real go-getter.
Holy moly, yes. I don't know what we'd do without Michelle. She has a great contacts, a great feel of what's going on in the valley, and she is really a great asset.
The May meeting is the 28th, 5:30 to 7:30, at the Calavera Bar and Grill in Cottonwood. Do you know generally, is that like downtown? If people are not familiar with the area, how they would find it?
Yeah, it's as soon as you come into Cottonwood, coming off of, whether you're coming off 260 or 89, it's going to be on the right-hand side. It's Sorry, I didn't have the address written down.
Well, it's, anybody can Facebook that, but I just, you know, it's easy to find.
It's right in the newer part of town, you bet.
What are some of the other projects that you and your group are working on for the rest of the year in terms of guest speakers and maybe, you know, in general for the community?
Well, probably two of the most exciting things that we've had happening at PWG is, let's see, we recently received our 501c3 nonprofit status, so we're able to accept donations. And so the majority of those donations go, turn around, and go right to a scholarship program.
That is, that's a big step, because I know that that is not something done overnight. That takes probably, what, a year or so to get to all that by the IRS?
You bet, Jack. It takes a good year to go through a bookload of paperwork and get that certification.
Kyla, I think that you have a great group going there, and I'm going to send Link Elliott over there, and she's a ball of fire, too, so we're going to try and get her involved. But with you and Michelle, I know you got an exciting group and a great meeting coming up.
We do. We do. Our next quarterly, or actually our next event that we're attending, is going to be our regional chamber mixer at Blazin' M Ranch on June 25th. That's from 5:30 to 7:30. It's a great event if you want to learn about the businesses in your community.
So there you go, folks. We have the May meeting, which is coming up the 28th. And that'll be at the Calavera Bar and Grill in Cottonwood. Then the next quarterly meeting is in June at the regional, or at the Blazin' M Ranch. And again, when is that going to be? June when?
That's just going to be another event. It's at June
25th.
Hold on, I've got to lean back. 25th,
yeah.
At 5:30.
Okay, I've got all these notes so that I can try and stay in touch with your organization, because we need to do this more often.
That'd be a blast.
Kyla Allen, thank you very much. Continued success.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bless her heart. I'll tell you what, that was a tough interview for both of us, because if you can imagine trying to interview somebody and somebody else is talking in your one ear and you're listening in the other. But we got through it. Bless your heart. It was a good one. Anyhow, the Calavera Bar and Grill, Cottonwood, if you like to go, it is coming up the 28th, day after Memorial Day. And that's going to wrap things up for now. I do want to mention that we will be the station, Arizona Hometown Radio Group, will be collecting food for the food bank this Saturday from about 10 till 1 at all the Safeways in the area, Prescott Valley, Prescott, Chino Valley, where I'll be, and in Cottonwood. So if you want to help out that way, why don't you come by and say hi, and maybe we'll have a chance to give you a little present or something like that, key ring or something from KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and hands-free around the world at KQ&A.com. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.